The Cuban president, Raúl Castro, has given the most somber assessment of the country's economic situation since he succeeded his elder brother Fidel in February. From Havana, Michael Voss has the details.
In a televised address to the National Assembly, President Raúl Castro said that key reforms, such as increasing salaries, would have to wait. He blamed this on rising global oil and food prices. The 77-year-old leader also warned of further belt tightening with a reduction in subsidies. He gave no specifics, but this could include food rationing. But Raúl Castro is pushing ahead with distributing unused agricultural land to private farmers and allowing workers to earn productivity bonuses.
Organisers of the world's most prestigious cycle race, the Tour de France, say a Spanish rider has become the first to fail a drugs test in this year's event. An anti-doping official said Manuel Beltran, who rides for the Liquigas team, had tested positive for the blood-boosting agent EPO. BBC News.